Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I'd like to thank you so much for joining us this evening. I am so excited to bring you our special guest tonight. She is a one phenomenal lady that is going to take us to the next level. But before we go into that, I want to thank our sponsors for tonight's show. They have been such beautiful, beautiful people and businesses that have been sowing into this fruitful ministry. Is Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. She's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And her book is available in most of your internet bookstores. Then also Third Heaven Sound with owner and CEO Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available. And they're also available, music is available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design, they are taking care of your custom products, whether they're business or personal. They're bringing your vision to life. Visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Then we have GEMS, Inc. GEMS stands for Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported, Incorporated. They're your nonprofit organization that provides mentoring tools and workshops to assist middle school age girls as well as high school in everyday experiences by support through mentoring, educating, promoting awareness. Volunteers are available. Visit www.thegemsinc.org. Infogemsinc@gmail.com is their email address. And finally, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Is your one-stop shop to your hair care and beauty needs. Natural hair, twists, dark maintenance, braids, sew-ins, quick weaves, lashes, and much more. They are located inside F&D Beauty Bar. It's located at 1519 Highway 138, Southeast Conyers. Their number is 404-599-3712. We are back with On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler. Again, for those of you who are just joining us, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Tonight's topic is entitled, Why You Should Be a Global Influencer. I tell you each and every week, it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God called you to live. So with that said, I'm bringing programming to you each week that's going to impact, empower, and inspire you to live out that greatness. It's time for you to stop just sitting on your gifts. It's time for you to start moving and dwelling in it. My guests each and every week, we become Mary, and you are Elizabeth. And if you're not doing anything, your baby begins to leap to where you can't sit down any longer. And if you are walking in that purpose and that passion, it's like putting gasoline on a fire, and it just ignites and inflames even more. So we're bringing programming to you each and every week that's going to help you stay focused and move in the greatness that's already on the inside of you. So without further ado, I want to introduce to you our guest. Ms. Lakeisha McKnight is a John Maxwell speaker, trainer, and coach who equips speakers, authors, coaches, network marketers, and ministry leaders with training on how to succeed in business through leadership development, generating recurring income, creating profitable speaking programs, and utilizing social media and offline marketing. Lakeisha is a city girl who experienced and witnessed abuse growing up. She also didn't know that she would soon experience receiving health concerns that were deemed incurable, but yet she pressed on. Lakeisha started her journey as an entrepreneur at 13 plus years ago, stepping into the role of minister, speaker, coach, consultant, and book publisher, sharing her message globally. She is the CEO of two companies, Lakeisha Midnight Brands International and Women of Elevation Career Services International. She has published and sold several thousands of her four books, which have become bestsellers and received major media attention. And she's received a media attention through ABC, NBC, and International Business Times. Lakeisha is completely healed of all health concerns. She's risen from victim to victor and is on a mission to transform lives and impacting the lives of millions globally, and there is nothing stopping her. She is indeed the unstoppable messenger. So I would like to welcome Mrs. Lakeisha, the one and only Lakeisha Midnight. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening? Lakeisha, are you with us? Hold on, we're having some technical difficulties, guys. Bear with us here. Lakeisha, we are live. Can you hear us? Lakeisha?
Hello.
All right. Now we can hear you loud and clear. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Hello.
How are you this evening? Can you hear us? Hello. Lakeisha, can you hear us? Hello.
Said I'm unmuted. I'm saying hello. Nothing there. Hello.
Can you hear us? Hello.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear
you
us
said
now?
That you can hear me. I can't hear you guys. No, I can't hear you.
All right. Let's try this again. Bear with me. I tell you, these technical difficulties with that, you know, you expect things were made and man-created things. So we are going to try this again. And while we are waiting for that, okay, Lakeisha, can you hear us this time?
Okay, how about I dial back in? I'm going to dial right back in.
Okay, not a problem. All right, so we are having some technical difficulties. And while we're waiting for Lakeisha, I'm going to play a quick clip from one of our sponsors for April 30th event.
Join us April 30th, 2016. The Men of Vision Tour is bringing top speakers in leadership, community, and development to the Cobb Galleria in Atlanta, Georgia. This powerful lineup of speakers, including Dr. George C. Frazier, Dr. Reuben West, and of course, the Men of Vision, will educate, motivate, and uplift men and women of all ages and backgrounds to go out and create opportunity and change. If you have ever felt like you were lacking in vision or provision, if you have ever felt like life was moving forward without you at the wheel, then this tour is for you. Registration is required to attend this event. Go to www.menofvisiontour.com for more details and registration.
All right, and that is from the Men of Vision Tour that's coming up on April 30th. You definitely want to be there. The Men of Vision are a collaboration of men that are making it happen across the country, and they're bringing some powerful, powerful speakers here to Atlanta, Georgia. So you definitely want to be in that place. Go to Eventbrite or menofvision.com and go ahead and get your tickets. Lakeisha, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, great, great. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. And how are you?
I am great. I am On Fire to Inspire. So excited about bringing you to our platform tonight.
It's great to be here. It's definitely an honor to be able to share with you and your guests and those listening just some information just to take them to their next level of living.
Amen, amen. I tell you, I hate that you weren't able to hear. Were you able to even hear as I introduced you with your bio?
No, I was not. It was just a brief moment of silence.
Oh, wow. I do apologize. As I said, you know, those man-made things, honey, sometimes they are just they are just something else. But I appreciate, again, for joining us, taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know you could be on ABC, you could be on BET tonight, but you chose to be on Fire to Inspire, and we appreciate you.
No problem.
Yes. And I'm telling you, you know, the timing right now is just so impeccable. I just played it an advertisement for the Men of Vision Tour that's coming here. So they're hosting it, but it is for everyone, men and women. And so it is so powerful. I wish you were in the area so you could come on down and join that fire, because you already have the fire. So we're here. But we're going to get on into the interview again. Thank you for joining us tonight. Now, you are a John Maxwell speaker, a trainer, a coach. Wow. And you're walking in your purpose and your passion, trying to help others do the same. What inspired you to say, hey, this is who I am, and I got to go for it?
Well, it's been some time. I remember and I recall in an event that I went to in Norfolk, Virginia, and I recall a conference that I attended where the overseer was Bishop Courtney Macbeth. And I was there, and I believe John Maxwell was a keynote speaker for the event. And during one part of the event, John Maxwell was there, and Bishop Macbeth was led to washing the feet of John Maxwell. And I just thought that was the most humbling thing to do before not just the people in the auditorium, but worldwide, because it was a televised event. And so to do that was just a huge, huge sign and symbol of service and humility, and just represented, you know, all that I really wanted to do for just people in general, as far as serving and not really trying to do it to receive praise or anything like that from individuals, but to do it because you're led by God to do it. And so that's what really sparked my interest to connect with not just John Maxwell, but of course to be involved in this particular industry as a speaker, trainer, and a coach.
Amen. And I'm so glad you were moved to do so, because you're doing a great job at it and empowering others. And so many people have been asleep and just existing. And that was one of the things God put in my heart in 2014. He said, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life I created for them to live. And so it's such an honor to meet someone with that same fire and that same, you know, common ground. You know, so many times people, they're in a spirit of competition, but my thing is about collaboration and helping each other, because if you help each other, there are arms that you have that reach people that I can't, and vice versa. You know, so people need to learn the power of collaboration. So, tonight's topic is, why should you become a global influencer? What does this topic itself mean to you?
Wow. Interesting enough, it all really started when I began to question, you know, and of course God always brings back to my remembrance the story of Moses, and, you know, how Moses questioned himself and, you know, his speaking ability. Now, of course, it might not have had the stuttering or the speech impediment that he may have had, but I still considered myself to be someone who wasn't qualified at the time because of my past. And so, you know, it wasn't until I began to have or develop a strong relationship with God, and he began to remove key individuals from my life to the point where it was just him and I. And so it was through that that I understood the importance of not just religion, but relationship. And mm-hmm. it was through that that he began to share with me that it's really not about you, but it's about the giant. It's about me showing up big through you. You may have a small frame, and yes, you may not think that you're qualified enough, but because I dwell in you, I make you qualified. And so mm-hmm. he shows himself to be big through me. Yeah. And so it was at that point that I realized that it's not just about me. It's about not just about playing small, but it's about playing on a larger scale. It's about playing on a bigger scale and becoming, you know, a person of global influence, not just influencing those around you, but the good right. influence those who are beyond your reach, because then it requires God's intervention and not just your own doing.
Oh, so true. So true. And so many people don't realize that your why is so much bigger than you are, and your
yes.
gifts aren't for yourself.
mm-hmm.
Amen. Definitely. Now, how can a person decide that they're going to be a global influence? How can they move into, you know, doing this?
Okay. And I'm glad that you asked that, because I do have a couple of nuggets that I did want to share. This is just something, of course, that I've gleaned through my journey and, of course, through the biggest life coach that anyone can ever have, Jesus.
Yes.
Okay? And so, okay. and it's not in any particular order, but mm-hmm. the way that a person can become a global influencer is simply, number one, you really have to learn how to increase or raise your leadership ability. I like the way my mentor, John Maxwell, says it, that leadership is influence, nothing more and nothing less. You have to learn how to raise your leadership ability. And the only way that you're going to do that is if you're placed in a situation of great challenge. A lot of times people like to run away from challenge. You like to run away from situations that causes you to stretch. But it's only in those moments of stretching that God can really just, you know, show off and really begin to elevate you to those levels that you've always desired to be. So in order for you to really reach more people and to influence and impact the lives of many more people, you have to not fear the stretching. And you have to be able to place yourself in situations that would increase your leadership ability. The second point that I wanted to mention, in order to really be a global influencer, is that you really have to change your inner circle. Change your inner circle. Now, this has a lot to do with accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You really can look okay. around you and determine your net worth by looking
mm-hmm.
at your network.
Mm-hmm.
Who is in your network? Who is in your people? You know, think about it. Jesus had an inner circle. He chose specific men. And, of course, they were predetermined, okay, by God and pre-chosen by God. But who are those individuals you're supposed to be assigned to or connected to help you to get to your next level? It could be those very same individuals that you are afraid, that you may fear approaching. Again, sometimes fear could be that the biggest barrier and that really prevents people from moving forward. Their next level of living is on the opposite side of the mountain called fear. But you really have to work on changing your inner circle, those individuals in your lives that's really not going to be with you as you go to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people may see the promised land, but not necessarily walk in it.
I like that. Hold on. I'm adding all this to our chat group.
So it's big. I mean, because you have to think about it. Be honest, right? Moses was only allowed to see it.
Right.
Joshua was allowed to help them to get in. So
right.
you really have to be cautious of the individuals who are in your inner circle, because it's those individuals who are going to speak into your life. So if you have individuals who, and just to make this really simple, you know, they got a couple of dollars in their pocket, but you're trying to get in a situation where you're able to retire. It may not necessarily be wise to continue hanging around them, you know, and actually allowing them to really speak into your life financially anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not going to help you. You know, they can only take you but so far. Just think about that. You have to have a certain level of accountability. That would include also having a coach. You know, in that group can be a coach or just individuals who you love just to associate with, friends who are traveling the same path, heading in the same direction. You know, those are the individuals you want to be connected to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that you start to make those changes like today. Okay, so the third point, and of course I have 5 points total. The third point is you need to begin to think globally.
Okay.
Think globally, really simple, but yet sometimes it can appear very like a daunting task because of the way that some of us may have been raised. Okay. Mm-hmm. Of course, my former mentor, Robert Kiyosaki, you know, he challenged, you know, he had this big challenge for himself,
mm-hmm.
because he had a poor dad and he had a rich dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really have to be cautious and aware of the mentality that you're going to continue with. Are you going to continue with that generational thought pattern of being poor, or one that's just thinking small on a smaller scale, or are you going to be one that thinks big on a bigger level? You know, you really have to change the way you think. And it's really simple. It's the same common thought: change the way that you think and you'll change the way that you live. And there's really a lot of truth to that. You will
mm-hmm.
change the way that you live. And that's just, it's just evident. You know, things begin to change with me, for example. You know, the moment that I began to think big was the moment things went global for me. For example, I said, okay, I want to take this beyond the four walls of the church. You know, after being called into ministry, I said, okay, I'm going to go beyond this. I can't just motivate believers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't save those who are already saved.
Right.
So that causes you now to go beyond the walls of the church and think, you know, because Jesus never really remained in the synagogue. He continued
right.
walking. And so I said, okay, I have to continue walking. And so in my journey, you know, I said, as a speaker, what is it that I need? What tools do I need? And so that at that point, I began to brainstorm and begin to write a book. Never thought of myself to be a book writer, but to make a long story short, I finished my first book as far as writing it in 2 days. And I can tell that it was nothing but the hand of God, because I, again, am not a writer. And so I wrote the book, and I began to do some things, didn't really know what I was doing because I didn't have a coach at that moment. And so I began to do a couple of things with marketing, and voila. You know, someone in Africa found the book. And it was at that point that things began to skyrocket. My inner circle began to change, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then at this point, here's this young girl from an inner city being called to be a United States global ambassador to come over and speak, right, to thousands of individuals. I'm like, how? Why me? And, of course, I began to ask those questions again. But, you know, I went forward and I did it. And it was at that point that I became this, you know, this person of great influence. Mm-hmm. And it was something that I really was planned to happen. But I began to think bigger because I thought beyond the scope of just publishing the book and just being a regular speaker or a preacher, but just thinking beyond myself. So I just wanted to just prove, you know, just to support that point and just encouraging everyone just to think globally, which mm-hmm. also the next point, which is act globally. And that's what I did. Okay. I began to act globally by taking action, by moving. I definitely would say moving and allowing God to take the wheel, because I could have very well said, no, I'm not going to go, because at that point, I don't even think I had traveled outside of the country. I could have let fear hold me back from making a 17-hour plane ride to Africa. I could have done that. I could have said no. You know, I didn't want to leave my family. I could have made a whole lot of excuses. But here is the key, everyone that's listening. There are people who are watching you, not just God, of course, but there are people who are watching you, and you have to be cautious in allowing, you know, not so much that you have to say a whole lot, you know, verbally, but you have to allow your actions to speak. So it's more so taking action, big action that results in big, you know, just having bigger results. You know, doing things big to have bigger results. That's what you need to really do. And so that's what happened for me. And after that, you know, that move of going to Africa, it just caused my platform to grow even bigger. Connections with people from India, Barbados, Switzerland, and even, you know, in other countries as well. So act globally. And then the last point here, as far as being a global influencer, you have to really connect and partner, you know, wisely. Mm-hmm. And again, allow God to take the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Allow God to take the wheel with your connecting and with your partnering. Connecting, the only way that you're going to connect is if you move. If you put yourself in situations where you're able to meet people, a lot of times you get stuck in the same mode where you're going to the same groups, whether it be networking, the same conferences, right? Some people don't even go beyond visiting. Sometimes even visiting another church at one point or another can even be healthy for you. Okay, definitely be faithful to your church home. I'm not saying that at all. But there are times when there are other types of events going on. If you're able to make it in your schedule to be able to go, that would be powerful for you. Because mm-hmm. when I ventured out and I got connected with with conferences and with different programs, and I just stepped beyond my level of comfort, I began to partner up with people from all walks of life, people from Australia, people from Great Britain, the United Kingdom. I connected with so many people because I had the desire to influence. Mm-hmm. And so once I made the connection, because I was able to get to know them and develop the relationship, that's when the partnership happened.
Mm-hmm.
The first connection, and then of course the next level would be partnership. If there's common ground, you know, you can't really partner if there's no common ground, if you don't really share the same values and beliefs, because I also believe that that's important. You really have to share these same values and beliefs, because yeah. You know, here's the thing, you know, if something happens, right, and you know, I prefer, honestly, to be honest, I prefer partnering with other believers, simply because I know that their conviction level, if they're really genuine in their walk with Christ, and if something ever was to happen or to go wrong, at least I know that they would have, at least have a desire, or they may feel some sort of level of conviction to apologize and to want to get it right. But sometimes people, you know, if you don't really share the same level of belief, it can be questionable whether that's going to happen. So, you know, that's my preference. Not saying that I won't partner with people of other belief systems, but I know it's much easier for the partnership to flow that way. So those are really five steps that you all can take, right? Just a quick review. Raise or increase your leadership ability. Change your inner circle. Think globally. Act globally. And connect and partner wisely.
Yes. And those are some great, great tools to actually put in your bag there to have and pull out daily, you know, just as a refresher and a reminder. Because, again, we have to shift our mind because we can't think. Like, what's the name of that book, Think and Grow Rich and Rich Dad Poor Dad? We can't think broken and broke and impoverished, but think we're going to make it to millionaire status. You got to think like a millionaire if you want to become one. You know, you have to renew your mind, especially if you call yourself a kingdom citizen. As a kingdom citizen, there's nothing in the kingdom that's impoverished. So our mind has to be renewed daily to line up with what looks like the kingdom.
That's right.
Hey, man. I tell you, these are some great, great tools. I'm really, really loving this because many people, because they haven't been exposed to things. You said going and networking and surrounding yourself with other people. You have to, because if your circle and you make the most money and you're the smartest person in your circle, then there's a problem.
Right.
There's a problem. So you have to, especially if they're not trying to do more than what they're. If there's something that's on the inside of them and they're working toward it, that's different. But they're just sitting there saying, you know, I'm waiting for payday and I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, no. You have to change your inner circle. Yes. I tell you, Lakeisha, I'm so excited and I love this because it's time to arise and move forward. I don't know if you heard me earlier. I said that this is what I call On Fire to Inspire. On Fire to Inspire is God's platform. I'm just a mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens literally is my guests and I, so you and I, we're married. And our listeners tonight, whether they're listening live or they're listening to the playback, they become Elizabeth. And if they're not doing anything and they're just sitting on their gifts, that baby begins to leap so much as we're speaking life into them that they can't sit still and they have to start doing something. And
That's right. For
the ones who are already walking in their purpose, it's like somebody pouring gasoline on the fire and it's inflamed and engulfed all the more. And so they're like, woo. And so that's what On Fire to Inspire is all about. That's who we are weekly, empowering, inspiring, and pushing people into their purpose. So that's how, you know, this platform is. The show stemmed from a book that God gave me to get the people moving. He would wake me up in the midnight hour, give me words to encourage and empower people. And then he said, now you got to do a radio show. So, yes, like you said, you got to move out of that comfort zone. You can't stay in that same place and think you're going to get different results, you know. I was like, a radio show? What? I'm a children's author. You want me to do what? And God was like, come out of that box. Because as long as you're in that box, you're going to keep me in that box. I know who you are. I know what I've called you to be. And I know who I've called you, what I've called you to do. And so it's time for many of us to rise up and move forward. Don't you agree?
I totally, totally agree. It is time. Faith is now. And we must begin to move right now.
Exactly. Faith is now. It is a verb. It's not a noun. It's a verb. It's constant.
Right.
It's moving. Well, Lakeisha, I got a question for you. How do you feel about us opening up the lines for some questions or comments?
Sure. If there's anyone that has questions, I'll be welcome to answer.
Okay, great. If you have any questions for Aaliyah or Lakeisha, You even have a comment about the information she's presented tonight, because I'm telling you, I'm excited. So, you know, I can ask more questions, but I want, if you have a question or just want to make a comment, press 1, and you can make a comment or answer a question, ask a question now, and we will bring you live to ask a question. There is no dumb question, because so many people are like, well, you know, no, there's no dumb question, because guess what? Someone else has that same question. They're just afraid to ask. So don't be bashful. Don't be scared. Don't allow fear to hinder you from moving to that next level. If you have a question, please press 1 now, and we will be happy to answer your question. And while we're waiting on them to get the goods, Lakeisha, tell us how they can follow you on the different social media outlets, or how you can be booked and things of that nature. How can you be contacted?
Well, here's what I would love for you to do. Well, I do have 2 companies or 2 websites. I'm sure you might have read it at the beginning. I'm not exactly sure because I didn't hear the reading of the bio. But you definitely can go to my website, which would be lmcknight.com, lmcknight.com. And if you go there, we'll have a tab there that says Hire Lakeisha or Contact Lakeisha. You'll be able to click on either one of those. Now, if you're on Facebook and we're not connected just yet, please feel free to do so. Now, I know my username on Facebook is a bit longer because I've been on Facebook much longer, even before I started beginning to brand myself. So my username on Facebook is a little longer. It's International Speaker L. McKnight, if you want to look me up on Facebook as far as my personal profile is concerned. But, you know, if you want to hear more information as far as me speaking or have any inquiries about, you know, wanting me to come in and to chat with your group about leadership or business development through my connection with John Maxwell, feel free to. When you go to the website, lmcknight.com, you will be directed to put your information in so that you can go to the John Maxwell website to learn about what I can do for you and your company. So, again, those are just some of the ways that people can reach out to me.
Amen. I tell you, because you've given us some great nuggets here to equip us to move into that next level, because it's time to move into elevation. You know, so many people have all of this greatness that's just bottled up. And the Lord showed me a vision, and he showed me people sitting on their hands. I saw it so vividly. And he said, I've given them all these gifts. I've given them all these talents, and they're not doing anything with them. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't just talking to me to tell the people. He was talking to me because he was talking to me, too. You know, I was one of the ones he was talking to. And so who can better tell you than someone who was doing the same thing? So he said, my daughter, you have to arise because there are too many lives depending upon your obedience. And so I stop making excuses and I start moving, because when you know what you're doing, what God has called you to do, when you have people, you know, person after person, whether they're reaching out to you in social media or chats or whatever, telling you, my life has changed because of you. I was suicidal prior to meeting you, and you've, like, put life back into me. You resuscitated me, and I'm like, wow. You know, you're just walking in obedience. That's when you know you're doing what you were called to do.
That's right.
And meeting people hung up because, you know, well, you don't know my story. Well, everybody has a story. And when a person walks in a strong anointing, you don't understand that they went through some things to get there. So it's so much bigger than what you see at the end result. But one thing that I learned, Lakeisha, from my pastor, Apostle Zoe, she said that you have to see the end result before you get there. So you have to physically make yourself visibly see it, because if you can see it, you can perceive it, then you can receive it. And I tell you, once I got that powerful nugget right there, man, it was like another, you know, fire on top of the fire. Yes, I tell you, I'm excited. I'm just
awful.
So very excited. And I tell you, my listeners tonight are trying to be bashful, and I don't understand why they're trying to be bashful, but all is well. So, Lakeisha, what's the title of your book that you wrote?
Are you talking about the first book
Yes.
that I wrote? The title of the first book that I wrote that really put me on the map, oddly enough, I wrote the book because I was trying to figure out what topic am I most versed in that represents something that I really did well at that time, and that was goal setting, going after what it is that that was in my heart to accomplish and achieve. So the name of the book was called Goals, okay, G-O-A-L-S.
Okay.
And an acronym that stood for Guidelines on Achieving Life Success. And, of course, you know, that book is on Amazon as well at this particular time. But, yeah, that was my first book that I wrote. And I just recall the entire journey in getting that particular book written. But, yeah, that was the first book, and it really put me on the map to get recognized. And that's how all the divine connections happened.
Amen, amen. And I'm telling you, if you don't step out there, if you don't do it, you don't know what's on the inside of you. You know, you have no clue. Well, I'm going to put somebody on the spot tonight. I just, you know, because I'm feeling led to do this. But tonight, if you press one and you step out of your comfort zone and make a comment on anything you've heard tonight, if you have a question, I have something very special that I'm going to send you. If you press one now, you will get something that is going to be a blessing to you. But I need you to press one because someone needs to hear another voice, hear you say whether it's how this show has impacted you or just, you know, something, some of the nuggets, because she has given us some great tools. On, you know, the shifting of mindset. If you want greater, you got to shift your mindset to think greater. If you want to see yourself in that global market, like she stepped out on faith and she went to Africa and spoke in front of thousands, and now she has connections in England, Africa, Switzerland, everywhere, because she stepped out of her comfort zone. And I'm sure for many of us, just sometimes going outside of your state is like, ooh. Well, we have a person that just pressed one, so bear with me just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Great evening, Lady Aaliyah and Lady Lakeisha. This is Dr. Ed Womack, the Urban Leadership Strategist. How are you, Queens, this evening?
Great.
How are you, Womack?
I'm better than most and so grateful to have been able to partake in a few moments just now. I was doing double support duty tonight. And so I was supporting one of my men of vision, and I heard you all talking about stepping into your greatness and being a global influencer as I saw the marketing materials throughout the day. And, you know, it's not often that one can find a environment that is speaking along the terms of what you really want to be inspired by. And so I'm just truly inspired by the queen of On Fire to Inspire, as always. And I heard that your guest, Lady Lakeisha, on this evening, speaking about that expansion, talking about those extensions of herself and being able to step outside of the easy zone and do something different, something bold and courageous. And so that was just really enticing to me. And I was, like I said, I needed a clone tonight because I was trying to do double support. But I'm so glad I got the opportunity to chime in this evening and listen to you all chop it up on just how to step outside, how to birth that which is within and be able to be that blessing to someone else in the process of doing so. So thank you guys so much for what both of you do so magnificently and so consistently.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I will email you, Dr. Womack, your gift for stepping out and being that person that pressed one tonight. I saw two more press one, but I don't see them again. I don't know if they hung up or they got fearful after they pressed one. But I thank you so much, and I will email you that gift.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys, and keep being amazing.
All right.
Yes,
thank you.
All right. I see another person that just pressed one. Welcome to Home Fire. You are live with Ms. On Fire and Aaliyah and Ms. Lakeisha. Who do we have with us tonight? Hello. You are live with us on Fire and Aaliyah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Who do we have? Yes, we can.
Yes, it's Anthony Westbrook from Seattle, Washington. I've been on the show before, and I was just so impressed with Lakeisha and what she's doing right now, leading people into the presence of God and also inspiring people to get out and get fun. Ask her, what really influenced her as a young lady? Who was her influence in her life that really got her out into this arena, in this field?
Wow, great question, Mr. Westbrook. Now, there are many people who really spoke into my life and helped me really to get going. But if I had to pinpoint someone, wow. Now, if I were to pinpoint a physical being, because, of course, you know, I would definitely say that God has been the one to really push me for it, the driving force to really get me going. But the one person really sold into my life to help me to get going particular industry would definitely have to be my first mentor, big mentor, that is, and that was Robert Kiyosaki and his staff. It was through that particular connection and that relationship that he began to help me to understand the importance of business systems and, you know, really how to structure a business to be one that not just, you know, where you're just the main one operating the business, but one that's actually a real business. So, because there's a difference.
Employed, I see.
Business owner. And so he taught me that difference. And so it was at that point, you know, that my business became automated. So, you know, I had a hands-off approach. So I was not just being self-employed anymore. I was a business owner.
That's awesome. Dr. Robert Kiyosaki, that's Rich Dad Poor Dad. I'm familiar with him. He is an awesome man, and I can see why your ministry is so great and your career as a leader is so great. I appreciate everything that you're doing, and thank you for answering that question for me.
Welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for asking.
Thank you so much, Pastor Westbrook, for joining us as well, because he is on the West Coast in Washington State.
Yes, we're 3 hours earlier, and I know it's getting late there, but God is on the move everywhere.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you again for joining us, okay? And
you're
I
welcome.
Will be
thank
evening
you.
To you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank
All
you.
All right. We have another live caller that press one who has joined us on Friday and Start tonight.
Thank you so much, Dr. Westbrook, for joining us as well.
Hello?
Oh, you are live on Friday and Start. Who do we have with us tonight?
Is this Aaliyah Butler?
This is Aaliyah, and we have Lakeisha. You're on live. Do you have a question or a comment for us tonight?
Yes, I'm so excited. I wanted to ask her, how did she overcome her fears when she originally started out?
Wow. That is a huge question because fear is natural. I know some people would say, well, fear, you know, because you can't really operate in fear and faith at the same time. But the way that I overcame my fear was the fact that we have to consider that everything that has been deposited in us, any type of gift, any type of talent that has been in, you know, and deposited in us has been loaned to us, and it's not necessarily ours. It was given to us to give to others. And so when I thought about that and God allowed that to sink in for me, I realized that if I let fear hold me back, then that would be considered selfish of me. Imagine if God held back the gift of Jesus. Imagine if he held back that gift, the gift of Jesus and the fact that he gave his only begotten son. Where would we be? And so when I began to compare the gift that was placed on me, the gift that God gave to the world, I could no longer allow fear to hold me back. And it was at that moment that I pressed forward beyond the fear, right, and continue to operate in faith. I no longer allowed fear to keep me bound.
Amen.
Yes, thank you. This is Kim Mays Hutton with GEMS Inc. Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported. God bless you, Aaliyah.
All right, God bless you. Thank you so much, Miss GEMS Inc. Thanks, Kim.
Okay, Lakeitha, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you for asking the question.
Yes, she is one of our mentors, our sponsors for the month of April with her nonprofit that reaches out to girls. So she is impacting lives and from girls in middle school as well as high school. So yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. I tell you, I'm so excited. So we have had three people that pressed one. Yay! So those three people will be getting a blessing that I will be emailing them for stepping out and stepping up with that. So thank you so much for doing so. I tell you, it is great to have someone that speak my language on the line. I'm telling you, as you're talking to them, I'm like, I talk like that. You know, I was on someone else's show as a guest a couple weeks ago, and they said something about stepping out from fear. And I said, well, fear and faith, they can't walk together. They can't dwell together. So when you understand who God is and who you are in Him, then when you come into your true identity, when fear tries to come, you say, I'm sorry, you have the wrong address.
Right.
So when it at your door, you tell them, I'm sorry. That you must be talking to the neighbor because you know you can't live here. You can't even come into this household.
I love it.
So you've got to come out of the comfort zone if you want to see something different. I promise you, if you step out on faith and try something different, you will see the results. Don't you agree?
I definitely agree, and that's what happened with me. I stepped out on faith. You know, I challenge myself, you know, at times, of course, you know, you do, there is moments of doubt because, again, we're human. We still have that natural side. But as long as you remember, you know, that God is with you, right? He won't leave you nor forsake you. When you step out, guess what? He's with you, right? And so you just have to remember that. Keep your eyes focused in on God, and you won't sink. You know, unfortunately, Peter took his eyes off of Jesus. So what happened? So he sunk. So you have to keep your eyes on God. And as you're doing that, you know, just know that he is with you and that he's not going to leave you. He's not going to allow you to fall. And if you do, guess what? The wonderful thing about it is that he's going to pick you up, dust you off, and help you to keep moving so that you can achieve, you know, his purpose that he's predestined, you know, for your life.
Yes, yes, and yes. Love it, love it, love it. So, Lakeitha, what would you say to the person that is listening and they say, that person says, you know what, this has spoke to my spirit, this has touched my heart, I'm ready to stop sitting, I'm ready to rise up. What would you say to that person now?
Wow, I'm ready to rise up. What are you willing, what is the cost that you're willing to pay? I ask this question because just as, you know, the question was asked of us when we wanted to make that journey of discipleship, the cost, understanding the cost of discipleship, there is going to be a sacrifice. One of the laws of leadership that is taught by Mr. John Maxwell is that in order for you to go up, in order for you to make a big difference, in order for you to go up, to move to that next level of living, right? It could be the next level in your finances, whatever it may be, next level in your career. In order for you to go up, you must give up or sacrifice something. So give up to go up. So you have to think about your present situation. What are you willing to change? What are you willing to do within the next couple of days, maybe within the next 24, 48 hours for some of you? What are you willing to give up so that you can go up? And it has to be something of lesser value, of course, that you're willing to give up for something of greater value. You know, that's the biggest difference, you know, with the law of sacrifice there. So just think about that, you know, as you're trying to make some decisions for your life, and really trying to step out on faith and make some things happen. Think about the sacrifice, but also think about the fact that, you know, it's going to be worth it. It really will be worth it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Yes, ma'am. That is, I'm telling you, speaking my language. You are speaking my language. That is the kingdom language, I tell you. I thank you so much again for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. Like I said, you could have been anywhere. Could have been back on ABC or NBC, anywhere, but you chose to be here with us, and we thank you. We are honored to have had you on our platform. We definitely have to have you back again.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be able to speak and to sow into the lives of the listeners. So thank you. And I will be humbled, you know, if I do receive a second invitation. But thank you so much.
Oh, you are so, so very welcome. Thanks again, okay?
All right. Thank you.
I tell you guys, this has been a phenomenal, phenomenal night and a powerful interview. Miss Lakeisha McKnight has taken us to, she's definitely fed us some things, and she's made you say, okay, it's time for me to get started. It's time for me to do some things differently. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to change? As I tell you each and every week, it's time to stop existing, and it's time to start living. There is greatness on the inside of you. You're already qualified. See, one of the things that we get so confused with when situations and circumstances arise, we try to allow the circumstance and situation to define who we are. But God has already predestined your greatness. It's already on the inside of you. You just need to let it out. You need to tap into who He is so you'll understand who you are. It's time to let that light so shine that it's evident. It's not about you and it's not for you. You are the solution for someone else's to someone else's problem. As my friend Dr. Ed says, you are the Band-Aid for somebody else's I think he said you're the Band-Aid for somebody else's scar or someone else's issue. So what are you willing to give up that's not doing anything for you anyway? What are you willing to give up to walk into that greatness that's already on the inside of you? What is it? What is it? I'm going to play this quick clip from On Fire to Inspire, the audiobook called Dare to Dream, because I need some of you to start dreaming again. There are some things that you've written down. There are some things that was on your heart. I need you to start dreaming again. And this short piece is called Dare to Dream. Listen up.
Dare to dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
The name of that piece is called Dare to Dream, and it's from On Fire to Inspire, the audiobook. It's time for you to dream again. As she said, it is time for you to move out of that comfort zone and do the things that's on the inside of you. It's going to be a blessing to others, but it's going to be a blessing to yourself as well. Your gift is going to make room for you, but you got to step out of that comfort zone. You have to arise and move forward. You have to be strategic, intentional, and it's time for you to move with momentum. I tell you, I want to encourage each and every one of you to renew your mind daily. Renew your mind daily to think big, to dream big, because greatness is who you are. You are the epitome of greatness because the Father has already called you to be that. I am so very excited to see where you are to become, because see, you are already qualified to be who you are, but guess what? You're already qualified to be who you are to become as well. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. Tune in each and every week on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to On Fire to Inspire, where we are here to inspire you, empower you, and push you into moving into your next level. I am the Purpose Midwife. I don't birth babies, I birth purpose. You can find my books on Amazon, on Kindle. I have On Fire to Inspire the book. The book is available in ebook, paperback, and audio CD. And then for your children, I educate your children through a book called A Learning Book Just for Me. It teaches in English and Spanish with a music CD. It's also available in an ebook version. And then I also have a book, just like the title. It's called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And that book is packed full of prayers and affirmations and declarations that God gave me. Because many of us have been through some things, and through those things, you have to push. You have to move forward. And God says it's time to push past the pain and move and be productive, because you sharing and helping that next person is not about you and what you're going through. It's about you making it and moving so that you can help the next person. So I know I'm not negating that it happened or it didn't happen, but guess what? You can't stay there. You got to rise up. You got to live. You got to thrive. You got to dwell in the greatness that's already on the inside of you. Again, I want to thank you for listening in. Thank you to Alexandra Townsend, the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm, one of our sponsors this month. Third Heaven Sound, Vincent Lynch, is not just music, it's a sound. Unique Expression by Design, where they're taking care of all your custom product needs, whether it's business or personal. Thank you for Gems, Inc. They are the mentoring program that's helping girls take their lives to the next level, and they are looking for volunteers. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, they're your one-stop shop to your hair care and beauty needs. Thank you to all of our sponsors. If you're interested in sewing into this ministry, I am still running a special for $25 for the entire month to help talk about your business, to help promote it, because it's not about the money. It's not about me. It's about exposing you and helping you move to that next level. So if you're interested, reach out to me on Facebook or email me at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, because it's time to walk in that greatness. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I'll talk to you again next week. Have a blessed, powerful, and miraculous week.